Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, it's balmy Friday, maybe. who are you and what do you do?
My name's Adam Webb, and I am the head clown here at the Garland County Library.
This is our circus, and we love it. So you've been the director here since 2019, right?
Yeah, November 2019, I got the job.
November to December, January, February, March.
Yeah, it was a month and a half on the job before we started hearing about this new virus coming out of China. And yeah, so it's been a wild ride. I wouldn't say a rocky start, but certainly not the smoothest first couple of years.
Turbulent waters.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Turbulent waters indeed.
I think you've managed them great. I think we've come out stronger.
I was about to say, I mean, everything's changed.
Yeah.
It really has.
Literally. Like, everything's changed.
Yeah, and I think it's all for the better. A lot of the things that we took on during the pandemic as mitigation types of things, like doing curbside and home deliveries, were things that we really needed to be doing anyway. And so this just kind of forced our hand. In a few strange ways, the pandemic was pretty good for us because it got to allow us to reset and think about new novel ways of serving the public and maybe bringing back things that we tried before and didn't work, like a new bookmobile, which we'll have later this year, hopefully within the next couple of months. Reaching out to other parts of the community and trying to meet people where they are rather than relying on them to come here for service. And so in those ways, you know, all you can really do is just try to take the positives rather than dwell on the negative aspects of what happened over the last couple of years.
Well, and I think that's like the most interesting aspect of it is that while people were basically quarantined or, you know, alone, the library was at the forefront of connecting people in, you know, new and novel ways. Like you said, deliveries. We used to do books by mail was like our big way to reach out. But then now you can have a library employee at your house waving
exactly
to you,
right.
You know?
And if you don't want us coming up on your porch, we've got remote lockers all throughout the community where you can have your library materials routed and pick up at your convenience.
Yeah. We're at the, this library has been at the forefront for a lot of new things, new ways of thinking about things. Is there one in particular that you're the proudest of? Like, is there, you know, like your baby that...
Yeah, there's a couple of things that we did early on that I'm really proud of. I'm proud that we joined the Arkansas Digital Library Consortium. Mm-hmm. We were really late to the game on that one. We were one of three holdouts in the state that wasn't part of one of the two ebook consortiums in the state, which has saved us a ton of money. It's opened up all sorts of new collections for our patrons to use. It didn't cost them a dime.
Literally thousands of titles.
We went from having, I think it was 11,000 titles on our own, to having 100,000 titles available to everybody in our community, just borrowing from other libraries seamlessly. And that's been a real benefit.
And we did that during the pandemic, which increased our, you know, our users, you know, availability, what they could borrow.
Absolutely,
which
it
was
did.
Great.
And we're still seeing the effects of that, so to speak, because a lot of people during the pandemic just moved to using the library online.
Yeah.
They don't come in anymore, but they still use the library, and we're still able to track those metrics. So even though our in-house foot traffic isn't as much as it used to be, our circulation is as high as it's been historically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also proud that we went fine-free very early on.
That was huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
There are still a lot of libraries in the state of Arkansas that aren't fine-free. And I'm really hoping to see more of our colleagues move towards that model because fines are just a barrier to service.
I think we did that in 2020.
Yeah.
And then within the first like couple months.
That
I think
was my
that,
favorite stat. About
yeah,
it.
I can't remember the exact stat, but like it was an incredible amount of stuff that was returned because people were just like, oh,
there's
okay.
No stigma
yeah,
attached
like,
anymore. I can bring
I don't
items
owe
back.
On this because like, we did kind of a like, hey, we just want our stuff back. And it was surprising to me, you know.
It was. And it followed all of the other larger libraries that have done this before us. they had the studies all there to say, if you get rid of fines, you're going to have X number of dollars worth of materials returned that people are just too embarrassed to bring back. And we saw that. It was something like, I can't remember how many years worth of overdue fines were returned to the library in that first year, but it was a lot.
It was. It was substantial. And I think being fine-free is awesome.
I think it is, too. It does nothing but keep people away from your library to charge fines. And the amount that you got on an annual basis was so piddly that it was hardly worth the staff effort.
Right.
To collect those
collecting,
fines.
Taking money. Yeah.
Well, and it's just another way of, you know, it's that connection and making the library easier to use or to, you know, get to. And another thing that you've done in your tenure here is the new app. Like, you know, the library in your phone. I love that you can search it. You can put on hold in there. I think you test it out, and it's available where if you're in the physical library, you can check out a book with your phone.
Oh, yeah.
We effectively went from having just a few self-checkout machines when we went to self-checkout, which happened in the last 5 years or so anyway, to where anybody with a newer smartphone can use self-checkout on their phone if they're in the building. You don't have to come to the desk. You don't have to wait for one of the machines to open up. I mean, I almost exclusively just do self-check on my phone now.
You're right.
Whenever I'm grabbing my holds.
I do too, and then I find that like whenever I'm picking out books for Scout, I've got like 10, and then I still will do self-check, even though it's just tedious.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there at my desk in the back going, but I could just walk up front, you know, and just check them out, but I don't know, I like it.
I do too.
I can do it.
Yeah, and the app is great because it has all of our electronic resources as well. Mm-hmm. So when you search the app, it's not just searching what's in the building. It's searching our ebooks and our audiobooks and Hoopla movies and TV and everything.
It's got links to our databases and our online calendar. Mm-hmm.
It's got the chat function in there. I think that's one thing that our public maybe doesn't know enough about is that we do have virtual chat. Mm-hmm. So if you're having a problem with your account or you need a question answered, it's just right there on the website.
It pops up on the website. Yeah, it's on the app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's, you know, a testament to what you've been doing is that, like, everything's easier. We want information to get to you by any means necessary.
Oh, and, my favorite part of the app, though. This is the best part of the app, in my opinion, is it saves your barcode.
Oh, yeah.
My family's barcodes. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to keep up with my library card anymore. Well, that's just great.
Yeah.
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 I just wanted to point that part out. I always remember like my favorite part of the app.
Yeah. The virtual barcodes are great. We use them on the staff side as well, you know, whenever we go out to do the remote lockers to stock them and everything. We can keep the key to get into the remote lockers on your phone, which is pretty great.
So you mentioned about, it was the pandemic. Obviously, we closed for a little while, and then we had very limited availability. And you mentioned that a lot of people have switched to using us online, so our foot traffic has been down. But something that I think is going to increase our foot traffic considerably is happening right now outside, and that's the garden that's being built, which is also something that has come up since you've become director, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, me
so,
too.
So, if we want to talk about it a little bit?
I sure do. So, we've owned that 1 acre lot over on Bank Street for a number of years and just never really figured out what we should do with it. It was too small to build a new library there.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been really awkward to have like a children's department there and then the rest of the library here.
Right.
But, you know, my predecessor, John Wells, was very astute when he said, you know, they don't make more land. So he bought it up because it was adjacent to us and we, you know, don't have any other opportunities to add on to our physical campus as far as, you know, acreage.
Right.
And so we've had it for a long time, and we thought, you know, if we want to do more programming that's pandemic-friendly or illness-friendly, we need to be able to spread out and maybe even do things outside, because that's what we were told are the best practices whenever there's illnesses in your community. So we started this idea of having a community garden and parklet up on Bank Street, which is right adjacent to the library. It's just right across the parking lot from the front entrance. And it's great. The dirt work's going in right now. We're going to start doing plantings once the dirt work is over, and hopefully we'll have a ribbon cutting late spring.
I hope so, yeah. And one of my favorite parts of the garden being built is the YouTube playlist of our drone footage.
Yeah.
So Butch is going out every few days and getting some drone footage of the garden. It's neat. I like how he's showing like where the library is in relation to the garden and Malvern. You can really get a sense of like where the garden, you know, because a lot of people don't even know that those stairs were a parking lot over across from us.
Oh, yeah. It's just stairs to nowhere.
Yeah. So I think it's neat. And I love the drone footage. It's at youtube.com/GarlandCoLibrary. Watch them. They're just like little 20, 30 second clips. Some of them have hundreds of views, though. And we've gotten a lot of comments of people saying, like, this is really neat.
Yeah.
I like watching that kind of stuff. Once we're done, we'll edit the clips together and make like some really neat time lapse sort of stuff. But you can literally watch this garden being built. And I'm so excited for it.
Yeah. If you want some impromptu library programming and you got little kids, just go up there and have them watch the dirt movers.
Yeah, the big machines up there.
More often than not, when I go up there, there's some little kids and their parents or their grandparents just watching the backhoes and bulldozers.
I was coming in yesterday, and there was a little mom and a little boy up there walking around in the top parking lot just looking at stuff.
Yeah, just looking. I don't blame them. I remember being a little kid and being fascinated by heavy machinery. So.
Well, we've talked a lot about the garden in previous podcasts.
Well, I just think it's a cool, seamless cooperation because, I mean, like, you've really played into the strengths of the surrounding area. Like, Arkansas is a natural state. We had a seed library going forever. Master gardeners have been one of our staples. And so it's just neat to see that build up and, you know, do something else.
And the garden's going to be all native.
Yeah.
Minus the small Japanese garden.
Minus the small Japanese garden
city.
In honor of our sister city.
But yeah, everything's going to be native. It's going to be a lot of ADA accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
You can help sponsor the garden now by sponsoring some items. I think we sold all of our park benches, but we've got some big ticket items. Mm-hmm. But I want to push the bricks because we're putting a cap on those at February 28th. So we need all bricks purchased by February 28th, and that's paved and graver bricks to go in the garden, so you can go step on Brent's name every time you come visit the library. They will be $30. So you can buy a paver brick with check or money order at the adult circulation desk at any time between now and February 28th.
At the end of February.
So paved and graver bricks, 45 characters, including spaces.
They make great gifts, they're at cost, and it's a really neat way to kind of like immortalize yourself and be connected to the library. So it's just, I love it.
Absolutely, and I don't mean to sound too much like a salesman that, you know, hurry, deals are, you know, running out.
Right?
But we have had tremendous community support for the garden as far as sponsorships for different things. The amphitheater area has been sponsored. The raised bed area has been sponsored, and these are big sponsorships.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like
the park benches, one of the picnic tables has been sponsored. I mean, we're kind of running out of things. So if you want
the big shade structures, you can go to gclibrary.com/grows. That's the page on our website that's going to have the updated garden information. We're going to try to post updates every Thursday that include like what's been claimed. We're calling them claimed, what sponsorships have been claimed, what's still available. More links to the probably drone footage because it's awesome.
Yeah.
And so just go to gclibrary.com or gclibrary.com/grows for garden info.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
How long have you worked here?
Yeah, we skipped over like
I started here as a part-time employee in May of 2007.
2007.
Wow, yeah.
16 years.
Yeah,
coming
16
up?
16 years this year, and boy, I wouldn't change it for the world. I've had a great career here. I love the people I work with. I love the people who I work for, and I don't know if I'd change anything.
I like that I gave you your library card.
Yeah, your dad was my alternate contact.
How stupid.
A former employee here who was a stickler for the rules said I just moved to town, and you know, this, of course, like anybody, first thing you do when you move to a new town, go to the library.
Of course.
Meet new people,
get
your card.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anybody in town at the time. I knew Aaron and a couple other people, and he wouldn't give me a library card because I didn't know anybody in the phone book. That's how long ago this was. Had to be listed in the phone book. And Aaron Gracious was like, "Oh, you know my dad?" And I was like, "Yes, I know your dad." I didn't know Aaron's dad at the time. But so I got my card back then. If you look at your library card, you can tell how old your card is by how many zeros are after the seven.
Yeah.
And I'm a triple zero. So
a triple zero.
You're a double zero. I know.
Yeah. I think I'm a triple.
You're a triple zero.
Yep.
Occasionally you'll see a quadruple zero, and that's somebody
occasionally
who was
you
here.
See the ones come in that still have the little piece of metal.
You'll see the metal card.
I've got a few
yeah.
of them in my desk where people have been like, "Oh, you can have it."
Yeah.
it's so neat.
I'm a double zero.
You're a double zero. I am. Yeah. If you have any old library stuff, we love to see it.
Yeah.
Whenever people bring in old photos of the library or their old library cards. Or books that have been overdue since the 50s.
Yeah.
We love that stuff.
Love
yeah.
So I've got something I've been sitting on, and I finally figured out what to do with it today. So, you know, Maxine from the Call Me Madam?
Yeah.
So she died on April 15th. So I've been trying to find a way to share this thing. But somebody had borrowed her book and returned it, and the receipt, like the due date receipt, had a list of pages with errors on them. So I've been like just sitting on this. I've been wanting to share it. And I was like, I'm going to look up either her birth or death. And I think that her death anniversary came close. I'm going to be like, on the anniversary of this, these pages have errors, according to, you know.
I have a good Maxine library story as well.
Okay.
So she came in to get a library card.
Okay.
I think it was in the 1980s. John Wells told me the story.
All right.
This was after her days as a madam were over.
Uh huh.
After she cussed out a young Billy Clinton and his brother for prank calling her. It's one of my favorite things. I think it's in his. Yeah, it's in his autobiography. He talks about how Maxine Temple Jones cussed him out on the phone because him and his brother were prank calling the brothel. But she came in to get a card, and everybody in town knew who she was. Except for the person who was signing her up for a card at the time. And when they got to the part of the application where they ask your employer, everybody on staff got really nervous. And she reached over and said, "I'm retired, sweetie."
Oh.
So that was really fun.
That's fun.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, you know what? Not to suck up, but that kind of ties into...
love it.
No, because I genuinely feel this way, is how you've worked every position here, you know, while you're moving up. And that's not a lot of, you know, not a lot of cases where you get to work for a boss that has literally been in your shoes, and you've integrated yourself with the community so well. I mean, you've been on boards and parts of the, you know, bike clubs and, you know, stuff like that. And so, yeah, we just appreciate it.
It's important to be plugged into where you live.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has complaints about where they live, but by and large, you can do stuff about it.
Yeah.
I mean, go volunteer on a board or for a nonprofit. I mean, the two of you both are on boards and have been involved with organizations that I've been involved in as well. And, you know, that's one of the benefits of living in a small town is you can change things for the better.
It's true.
It's pretty easy to do.
Like you have with the library.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tie it in.
Yeah.
See,
there we go. Brought it home.
Well, I guess we've been on here, but is there something what you're really looking forward to? You know, like, is it just all? Because it's just, like, there's so much. There's a garden. There's the
It's all going to land. It's all going to land, yeah. like, at once, it
yeah.
feels like.
It will. Like. I know. I look forward to every day.
Yeah.
That's, you know, there's no one thing that I'm hanging my hat on. Even a mundane day in here where we're just helping people and doing normal library stuff, I'm happy to do that. I'm excited about the garden opening. I'm excited when I see little kids coming in for programs. So I'm just happy to be here.
We're happy you're here.
Yeah, we're happy you're here.
I'm happy y'all are here.
Oh, stop it. All right, so we got to ask.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to do?
What's your second favorite dinosaur? And we don't care about your first.
Don't even want to hear it.
Ankylosaur.
Is that the head?
He's got the tail with
the ball. Like the armored,
armored guy.
That's a good one.
I have an action or toy from my childhood still.
I associate a lot. I don't know what this says about me if you're an armchair psychologist, but I associate a lot with armored animals. Turtles.
Armadillo.
Rhinoceros.
I like
pangolins.
I've always been, I'm always the best offense is a good defense.
Yeah, me too. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Got a thing for them. All right. So that's it, I guess. Thanks for doing this with us. It was fun.
Yeah, appreciated the dinosaur question.
And and if you haven't met him, which you probably have, and if you're in the library and you see him, please say hi to Director Mr. Webb, and he'll be happy to talk to you.
Sure will.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.